So we finally made it to the Shiva de Nechemta. And after the 3 weeks of mourning, of profound sadness associated with Churban Beis Hamikdash and Golus Yisroel, this Shabbos is Shabbos Nachamu. Last week we read Yishayahu Perek Aleph, the painful of Torah Chazon Yishayahu Ben Amoitz, and this week it's Yet Perek Mem. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yoimar Elokeichem. Chazal teach us, Yalkut Shemoni Yemi Yoshin Yud Beis, Kishem Shaloku Bekeflaim, Kachatidim Litnachem Bekeflaim, Dabru Elevi Ushalaim Vikiru Leoki Molo, Savoa Kinirzu Avoino, Kilokhomi Adashem Kiflaim Mikol Chato Teyam. Lakta Bekeflaim. But it didn't start with the Yainish, but rather with the Aveda. Kishem shechatu b'kiflayim shenemar chayt chata Yerushalayim. Kach loku b'kiflayim, kach atidim nitnachem b'kiflayim shenemar nachamu nachamu ami. And the question is, what do Chazal mean loku b'kiflayim? L'cho Hashem achosad ki atu tishalam le'ish k'maseyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish more than we deserve. So what does it mean, loku b'keflayim? And what does it mean, atidim nitnachem b'keflayim? Libi yoimali. This is my feeling. Every time a person does an aveda, the tragic result is not only he hurts himself, his neshama, his very being. He brings darkness to the entirety of creation. The Mesilas Yisholem in the very first Pedic of his Magnificent Sefer explains, Kasher Ha'oda Mekalkel Ma'asav Mekalkel Eskol Abriyo. And when he does mitzvahs, he elevates the entire Briyo. Because man is the crown jewel of creation. So whenever a person does an Aveda, he causes Esther upon him in the entire world. When he does a mitzvah, he brings light to the world. Elani is daiti. My understanding that is what Chazal mean chato b'kiflayim. When you transgress, you transgress. That's against the will of a Kodesh Baruch when you hurt yourself. But you also bring down the entire world. Loko b'kiflayim means you pay the price of your aveda. But you also pay the price of Esther Bonim you brought to the world. And that Esther Bonim will envelope you. When Yosef Tzadik is sold by his brothers to the Yishmaelim, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev says, Vehinei Ochas Yishmaelim Bo, a caravan in the desert comes of Yishmaelim. Vigvalehem nosim nichris tzvi veloit. Rashi brings ein darkam shel arvim ela laset neft. Usually, an Arab caravan would carry oil, kerosene, not besumin, not pleasant fragrance. And that was an ace. Schoren shel matzias chayim. And the great teachers of Musar ask, we would have Yosef Tzadik in those tragic circumstances. What are you smelling? Do you really care about what you smell? Yes, it was a young boy torn from his family, thrown into a pit full of scorpions and venomous snakes, taken out of the pit, sold to strange people, being taken to a strange and alien country. Did he really care about what he smells? Probably not. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to convey a message, Yosef, I'm here with you. I did not forget you and I did not forsake you. Am I going to be with you all the way? Gzerihi melefonai. It's painful, it's tragic, but I'm here right with you. Imoi unaychi betzorah. And it makes it that much easier to accept. Not always in this tortuous, tragic, and long golas did we smell the sun. 80 years ago in Majdanek and Treblinka and Auschwitz-Birkenau and in 1,000 other places in Europe, not always did we smell the sun. And our fathers and grandfathers prayed and davened for a drop of light, one ray of light, one keren oil, one drop of besomim, and did not find it. That was the tragic zera in Parshas Vayelech. Vo noichi haster astir ponai. That Hester Ponim is Laku B'Kiflayim. Not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish us with praying and suffering and Yisurim, it made it that much difficult. We also suffered Hester Ponim. Chat'u B'Kiflayim, because every Aveda brings darkness to the world, and that same darkness will envelop you in times of trial, of tribulation, of suffering. That is Laku B'Kiflayim. Va'atidin li'itnachem B'Kiflayim. And the Korob Yemenu, when we will be Zoyche Shekodesh Baruch Hu Yeshuv El Amo. It is not only that will be the end of all our pain and suffering, and we will dance and sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the end of days, we will be zoche to a life of happiness and bliss. Oy di Yeshu zekeinu vezekeinis berachoy v'siyushalayim nishmishan tov yadom merov yamim yeladim v'yeladot mesachakim berachovoteya. All the parks will be full with zaydis and bubbies with their canes, smiling and laughing and seeing their enoklach and ur enoklach grandchildren and great grandchildren romping around, playing. And then in the next stage, we will be zoichet tzadikim yoishvim vatraseyim berusheyim v'nehen in meziv ashchino. But much more than that. At the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take each and every one of us and turn him around. And in retrospect, we're going to look back at the Golos. And what will we see? We will see that everything was a facade, a mirage. And it is only then that we will realize that the entire Golos was a mafteach shel geula. And that is what Chazal mean. Asidim litnachem b'kiflayim. Many years ago, the very first sefer that I wrote, that was almost 40 years ago, I shared a thought. And later I found it in the Tzlach, in the name of Amagid HaGodel Rav Ephraim Reishut. Psochim Daf Nun, the Gemara says, what does it mean? B'yoyim ahu yi Hashem echod u'shma yechod. Oto b'yoyim lo mazeh, ein Hashem echod u'shma yechod. Elo. B'yoyim ezeh ala toiv mevorach borach ha-toiv ha-meitev alavo mevorach borach v'ayinens. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us bracha and simcha, we thank him. We rejoice and we say Baruch HaTov HaMeitev. When tragedy strikes, we thank him again and we say Baruch Dayanu Enosu. Lo aset lo be'ala kol mavorach, Baruch HaTov HaMeitev. And we wonder, is the difference between this world and the one to come only in Baruchis? What's the Levusa? Ala kol mavorach, Baruch HaTov HaMeitev. There will be no bad. There will be no suffering. Yoim shekulo itoy. Yoim shekulo aroch. Pshat is la'osed la'avoy. Each and every one of us will look back at the Golos. And in those very same experiences, on the same phenomenon, that we already made the brocha borach dayan awareness, we will say a brocha again, and this time it'll be another brocha. We will then realize, looking back, everything was racham and v'chesed. Al ha'kol mevorech, borech ha'toyv ha'meitev, on everything. And those very same experiences, in real time, he said, Baruch Dayan Emes. In retrospect, we would say, Baruch Atoy Vanetim. And that is Atidim Lignachem Bikiflai. Many times I shared with you a wonderful thought, a beautiful pshat of the Malbim. Ki ish asher imu tenachamenu, anochim menachemchem. Children are sitting shiva on their mother that passed away. They are mourning the demise of their beloved mother. And suddenly in the middle of the shiva, the door opens. And who comes in? Their mother. She looks around in shock. And she asks, what is this all about? Why are you sitting on the floor? Why are you crying? And the children are shocked even more. And they say, Mother, we're sitting shiva on you. You passed away. And the mother looks around and she says, here I am. Here I am. This is a dream. Get up. It's Nari Ma'ofo Kumi. Get up. That is how we will feel when Mashiach will come. We should be zoche v'korah b'yameinu lihitnachem b'kiflayim, like the Navi Yeshayahu says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yoimar Elokeinu. B'korah b'yameinu, when we be zoche to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all of you. Shia Shabbat Shalom Lekulam, and we should only hear Besaira is Taiva is Yeshua is the